This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start with the ongoing fight between China and Japan over a chain of islands. It has now caused Toyota to scale back production of its luxury Lexus models because of reduced demand in China. And the Japanese prime minister is expected to put plans for a free trade pact with China on ice and instead work on one with the United States. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
10 years ago, with the U.S. poised to wage war in Iraq, China was busy making friends, says Beijing law professor Stan Abrams.
That was the era of really effective Chinese soft power. They're speaking softly, and yet they're putting their money out there. They're being diplomatic, and their stature rose considerably in the region during that period. But then they get up here to a much higher level, and they start acting like the U.S.,
China's been turning up the heat on Japan. It's encouraged protests at local Japanese consulates, many that have turned violent. Japan, China, and South Korea agreed in May to begin talks on a free trade zone. Japan's government says the deepening conflict with China will impact these trade talks. Abrams says Japan's renewed focus on a free trade pact brokered by the U.S. in the region could mean the big winner out of this row between China and Japan might end up being the American economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.